Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is a Thursday Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. My name is Annika Konstantin, and on behalf of the Healing Coach, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is July the 16th, 2020. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.dralexanderlloyd.com under resources. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right, so if you dial in from your phone or web call, in order to ask a question, you can press star 2 on your keypad. That will raise your hand. If you're calling in from the web call, you also have the opportunity to just press the button that says raise hand. You should see a small hand, and it will then be raised. And I'm then going to unmute your line, calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number, or if you are with us with a name, I'm going to say your first name. Now, before we get started, we are going to do a healing code together. And also, if you'd like to ask a question but just submit it in written form, you can also do that, of course. You should see a small chat box if you're with us on the webcast and web call. And in there, you can type away your question, press submit, and then it will appear here on my computer screen. And then I will read your question if you prefer to do that. All right, so let's get started with a healing code. I hope you're all comfortable. And just see if there's anything that you would like to address right now. It could be something that you've been working on with the healing codes for some time, or perhaps it's just something that bothers you right now in this very instant, or of course you are always welcome to just let this healing code work within you and in you as it just needs to be right now for you, even if you're not really sure what you should focus on. All right, so I'm gonna guide you through a few simple steps. If you have an issue, just ask yourself right now how that issue makes you feel emotionally. So name an emotion that you feel within you, or if that's hard for you, you can also, of course, look if there's a belief attached to it or a thought, a negative thought regarding that issue. That's what we want to be looking at. Once you've done that, rate that belief or that emotion on a scale from 1 to 10, just to see how strong it is right now. And this is pointing towards the heart issue that is connected to whatever issue you have chosen for yourself today, and that's the actual issue. So just ask yourself right now if, when you think of that emotion or belief, if you can think of an earlier memory in your life where you felt a similar way or perhaps even the same way as you feel right now regarding that issue. Now, the circumstances could be completely different. We're really looking for that core feeling. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it. Your heart knows exactly what it's connected to. So it could even, of course, be a generational issue or something that is un- or subconscious within you. But that's what we want to address today. If something pops up, I would like to encourage you to include that in your prayer. So it tends to speed up healing when we have conscious memories connected to that issue. All right, and that's it. And now I would like to invite you to say a prayer from your heart. It could be the prayer from the book, The Healing Code, or your own prayer, of course. What matters is that it comes from your heart. So I'm going to give you a few moments to do that. And then what I'm going to do is read the sample prayer from the Healing Code book. And then I'm going to guide you through a universal healing code. All right, please go ahead. All right, if you haven't finished, feel free to keep praying. Of course, you can also pray while we do the healing code. If not, you can just always relax while we do the hand positions, or you can focus on a so-called love picture, something that evokes feelings of love within you, either loving thoughts towards someone, or you just feeling unconditionally loved by someone or even God. Or you can, of course, always also focus on a truth-focused statement. So whatever you feel most comfortable doing, or just relax. All right. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issue, be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, just relax. Just let go. Let's get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. And let go. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Just relax. You don't have to do anything. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. All right, everybody, and you can rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest. Just process, just relax. Thank you for being here, and welcome again. My name is Annika Constantine. I'm a certified healing coach, practitioner, or coach, and I'm happy to be hosting today's Q&A. So again, if you have a question today, there's two ways you can participate and ask your question. You can press star 2 on your keypad if you're with us via phone or the web call that we also provide. If you are with the web call, you can also press the button that says raise hand. You should see a little hand. And once you've done that, it will raise your hand here in our platform. And I will then call out either your name, your first name, or the last 4 digits of your phone number. And I will then unmute your line so you can go ahead and ask your question. Now, if you would like to ask a question but would rather submit it in written form, you can also, of course, do that. You should see a little chat box if you're with us via the webcast. And just type away your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and then press submit. And then I will read your questions here for everybody to hear. All right. So if you have any questions, please go ahead. Check if we have any submitted written questions. Okay, I don't see any right now. All right. I do not see any questions. So if you do have one, don't be shy. That's what I'm here for. So please do raise your hand. All right. I do see a hand that has been raised and a number ending in 5446. I'm going to open your line. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
It's Patricia. Hello, Annika.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm okay. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to check in and say hello.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I've been going through, well, for me, who else would it be for, right? Rough times for me. I guess, you know, compared to people who really have it hard, let's say people in third world countries, my problems are small, but subjectively I'm in them, so they loom very large to me. And you were good enough to give us a code for overwhelm in last week's call, and I really appreciated that. I did the code along with the other participants. Since then, I had two good days, actually. Saturday and Sunday, I had more energy. Then this week, I was exhausted for a couple of weeks. I was so exhausted, I couldn't even face doing my job. Anyway, I'm working remotely. And then I felt a little bit better starting yesterday. Today, felt a little more physically better, although I still have to take naps. I don't know what's going on with. I saw my primary doctor a couple of weeks, I guess it was last week of June, and she didn't find anything. Anyway, but I had had some issues with dizziness, and she said it was a benign condition, so the ENT doctor didn't want to do anything with it. He said, the dizziness is going away, so we won't mess with it. So. But since that time, since those spells, I've had this extreme tiredness, and this week it was unbelievably extreme. And then, so I'm in a very vulnerable place, and then I'm having to try and do all this new stuff working remotely with my office with remote access on my computer, and there's continued obstacles. Nothing is working right. And it was just so frustrating and maddening again today. But I've been doing a lot of coding every day. That's the funny part of it. I've been doing more coding, and it seems like I'm really, when I'm doing the coding and I do it to this book I have of guided meditations, and which I love, I feel like I'm really addressing my issues, and I feel like I'm fortifying myself. And yet, when I go back to having to deal with these people from the job, I was a little bit, in the beginning, I was a little fortified. Because I now know that I have to approach this whole thing as theater, what's going on with me in the job. It's not real. It's just not real. It's like a charade. There's so much of it. Anyway, so I'm doing that. But then finally my buttons were pressed when the tech guy told me to just do whatever it was. He said, just do it the way you did it before. There's nothing extra involved. Well, the way that the remote access was done for me before was on a phone call with another tech who guided me step by step. And I had no idea what was going on. Yeah, I'm not a technical person. This guy is telling me I need to get a different browser, but just do it like I did before. It's easy. Well, I almost got sick when he emailed me that. Up to that point, I was pretty good. But then when he said that, I said, okay, this is not working for me. So I'm definitely going to retire this year, definitely. I have a goal now each day that I'm up to it, because some of the days I just wasn't even up to looking at the papers. But I have a bunch of papers that I had gathered together about retirement a few months ago, and I'm going to study them, because it's a very big deal to retire from the agency that I work. It's a government agency.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of different things involved in it. So I'm going to look at that. Hopefully I'll understand it better than I did before. One of the reasons I didn't retire in June when I wanted to was I realized that I did not have a handle on all the procedures you needed to do. So I still, there are still some gaps with that, but I'm going to try and fill them. And that's my goal, is to get out of that situation. Even though if I stayed past October 1st, my union might was supposed to give us some raise or other, but you know what? My sanity is worth more than a raise. At this point, I need out. I really need out. So, yeah, I'm not going to stick around for some I'm not earning my keep there anyway. I'm not able to do the work. And but you know something? I know I'm not alone because I see emails from other people. My computer, I'm set up such that I see a lot of correspondence from others, and other people are also daily expressing how this doesn't work and that doesn't work. You know, these different software programs that we're set up with. I think it's a nightmare for everybody, but I don't know how they're actually emotionally responding, whereas I know I'm emotionally melting down constantly, and it's no fun. But anyway, thank you for listening to that.
You're welcome, Patricia.
Yeah, I mean, I do totally appreciate the codes. I'm really doing, as I say, I'm doing them every single day, more seriously than ever before. And I'm addressing my issues. I'm doing different codes for different issues, and I'm doing them with these guided meditations. And it feel like I'm making, believe it or not, with all this that's going on, I do feel I'm making some kind of emotional progress. Because, I mean, even today, thank you. Yeah, a neighbor called me. She wanted to see how I was doing because she had visited here Sunday and she saw I was not safe regarding the job. So she called to ask about that. And we talked and another topic came up, another stress-laden topic came up. And I told her my feelings about that topic. But the way I spoke to her, I was like, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid of, usually I'm kind of reticent. I'm kind of shy about, you know, speaking up and saying my mind. But I was able to just completely say what I felt about it. And my personality came out. And that was unusual for me. Just to express.
Yeah.
It was about recertification for our building. We have affordable apartments. We're supposed to apparently recertify every year. Anyway, so I told her how I felt about it. Because it seems that every year they send us these forms to fill out, they get more and more intrusive. And I made up my mind this year I'm not going to send it back. I just did. I made up my mind. Now that's unlike me, too. I'm usually like this little, you know, obedient girl. I may actually call a lawyer about it and see if I'm within my rights, but I have a feeling I might be because I never signed anything to the effect that I would tell them all this business every single year. I've been doing it all along, but it wasn't so intrusive until last year it started to get that way, and I spent days filling that stuff out and then having to notarize bank records and all this crazy stuff. Now, this year it got even worse. Listen to what they're asking this year. They want to know if you're pregnant and what your due date is. I said, okay, that's it. Not that this is relevant in any way to me, but the fact that they even think they can ask that? I mean, come on, this is nuts. What are we, is this some kind of gulag we're living in? No. Anyway, so, you know, right? I mean, give me a break. Not only that, they spelled my name all wrong on the form, and they said that my birthday was, listen to when they said my birthday was on the form. February 31st of, I forgot what year that was, like last year or some crazy year. It was nuts. So I don't have reason. And the way they spelled the word federal on one of the forms about your income tax, they spelled it feral, like you're a feral cat. They have some yo-yos type making up these forms, and I have no respect for, you know, and they threaten, they say you get three chances, we'll send these forms three times, and then we'll have legal action. Let them try. Just let them try. I don't, that's how I feel. So I expressed that.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, enough is enough. I'm tired of, you know, that movie with, I forgot who was Network. He puts his head out the window and said, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's how I feel about these things. That's how I feel about the job, and that's how I feel about the recertification. And I'm just not going to take garbage anymore. Anyway, I can't believe.
Well, that
anyway.
Sounds like progress.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not. I just, enough is enough. That's it. You know, I'm that's it. There's only so much I'm willing, you know, to play with these games. Not playing them anymore. And when I retire, I have ideas about what I could do with my time. I have ideas for an interesting job that I'll at least try it. We'll see if it works out. of an idea. It's not a job. It's something I could do on my own on a computer at home with my equipment, and maybe I'll have somebody help me set it up if I need to, and it shouldn't be all that hard. But I'd be willing, at least, to put the time into learning that because it's something I actually want to do and I care about. So I'll have an entirely different attitude about it than I do about this job, which frankly has yielded nothing but a paycheck for the last 13 years. Mm. So anyway, that's my story. Thank you.
You're welcome, Patricia.
It's kind of bizarre, my just saying all this stuff. I mean, yeah.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I'm muting Patricia's line. Okay, so if anybody else has any questions, please do reach out. Again, I'm going to repeat how you can call in. You can press star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand if you're calling in from a phone or the web call. Or if you're with us on the webcast, you can also submit a question in written form. So whatever you prefer. Both is fine by me. All right. All right, so I do not see any more questions at this point. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do another healing code with you. Now, if some questions arise while we do that or after we do that, I will give you another minute to ask your question if you'd like, or raise your hand rather. So let's go ahead and do that together. You can stick to the same issue that you chose in the beginning, or if that already went down to 0-1, of course you can choose a different issue, or if an aspect of that issue has healed. Let's say a memory is better, or the feeling that or the emotion that you feel regarding that issue has improved. You can, of course, choose something different. So just, again, listen to yourself right now and see what pops up, if anything pops up. If nothing comes up, that's perfectly fine. Just choose something, or, again, you always have the option to just stay open and just let it work for you and just being receptive to this wonderful, wonderful love that we're tuning into right now, or becoming aware of, rather. All right, I'm going to give you a moment to say a prayer. Please go ahead and do that. All right, and if you haven't finished, please continue or while we do the code. And I'm going to again read the sample prayer from the Healing Code book. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issue, be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, relax, and we start with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And relax, surrender, give into that love. Allow it to work within you, for you. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, and you can rest your arms. Just relax. All right, wonderful, everybody. So now's your last chance. If you have a question, please do go ahead and raise your hand. You can press star 2 on your keypad or press the button that says raise hand. I should have mentioned earlier, of course, if you have questions about any other of the programs that we know from Dr. Alex Lloyd, be it Trilogy or Healing Coach 2 or Memory Engineering, so whatever question you may have, of course, I'm willing to answer any of those. All right. Let's see if we have any more to end our session today. All right, everybody. So that ends our call for today. Thank you so much for being here. I wish each and every one of you a blessed and wonderful week. We're going to be here again next Thursday at the same time. So that should be July 23rd, again at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every week we're here for you. So if you have any questions that you would like to have answered next week, we're going to be here again. So if you'd like to say goodbye, I'm going to open your lines. And yeah, many, many blessings to each and every one of you. Have a wonderful rest of your week and see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
So okay, bye, Annika. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Okay. Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.